Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Newsmakers Week with Bickley and Marotta Mornings.
Yeah, Newsmakers Week, day two, live from the Auction Community Studios. We shift our focus to the WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury. Their longtime GM, Jim Pittman, kind enough to join us in studio. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you back on.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always good to be live in studio.
Well, great to have you, Jim.
Busy weekend for you. You re-signed a couple of free agents, and we'll start with the Brittany Griner story. It became official yesterday, one-year deal for Brittany after her harrowing ordeal overseas that, you know, captured the imaginations and obviously dominated news headlines. I guess I'll start here. In a situation like that, with all due respect, I think basketball becomes secondary. But I'm probably guessing you had some doubts that Brittany Griner would never play basketball again.
There's no question. We were, you know, just over a year, February 17th, 22. I remember it really well, getting a call late that night that she had been detained in Russia. And it was a really long and grueling process for us. And at the end of the day, we're just happy that she's healthy and home. 42 weeks to the day, and her number being 42, yeah. It's kind of ironic that she was released and then home, and then getting a chance to see her and see how well she's actually physically and mentally doing. But again, to your point, we're just happy that she's healthy and that she's home and able to be free and living here in Phoenix. The fact that she's playing basketball is just a bonus for us, but it's something I think for her has been a real driver for her to continue to get better, and it's been a real positive for her to be able to play the sport that she loves, and we're just thrilled that she's going to be back in Phoenix.
I had mentioned earlier that this year you guys might be the most publicized, compelling WNBA story in the history of the league for a lot of reasons, but Brittany would be at the forefront of that, and you know as well as I do, unfortunately, that she became part of the political polarization in this country. And she's been in the crosshairs of a lot of hate and a lot of love and a lot of support as well. How in the world are you guys going to manage this?
Well, really good point, Bick. You know, we expect that every night will be a media circus for us, and every night will be a, whether we're at home or on the road, and particularly on the road as we go to different cities, we're going to see a lot of people who want to see BG, want to celebrate her. Want to be a part of what she's meant to our country here. And I think that, you know, we have to be prepared to play in front of those white-hot spotlights every night. But I think we're built to do that. BG, obviously, is prepared. But Diana Taurasi is the greatest of all time. She lives for these types of events. Sophie Cunningham is built the same way. I really believe that our roster is set up to handle this adversity that we may see over the course of the season.
Jim Pittman, Phoenix Mercury GM, our guest here on Newsmakers Week on Bickley and Marotta Mornings, tied to the Brittany Griner story. And I know this had been talked about and discussed before BG's ordeal, but the issue of travel in the WNBA. Now with Brittany Griner coming back, playing in the league, a lot of people have wondered, can WNBA teams still fly commercial? And there's been a push by some of the bigger names in the league to get chartered flights. Where are we on that, league-wide? Is that a reality at this point for the WNBA?
Yeah, you know,
and how do you deal with it specifically with the Brittany Griner situation?
Right. It's a league issue, and it's really something that the league is looking at and trying to figure out how best to make our players travel as comfortable as possible across the league, not just for the Phoenix Mercury. Obviously, we will do whatever we can to make sure that our players are in a position where they are safe and secure when they travel. But right now, it's commercial flights. That's what's been agreed to, and so that's where we are. But again, the league and the commissioner in particular are looking at this pretty much every day, trying to figure out what the right answer is.
You had mentioned about Diana being so uniquely suited to be the captain of this kind of thing going through this maelstrom, because obviously she quite is. She's got all the international experience in the world, all the big stages, all of that. Speak to that, the fact that she just continues on. This is like Tom Brady is what this is. I mean, the fact that she might play another Olympics Six?
It's incredible, Bic. But, you know, you watch her work out, and she's in as great a condition as she's been in her entire career. She continues to keep her body in great physical condition. Mentally, there is nobody tougher or stronger. And, you know, I won't put anything past her. You know, she was a top 10 scorer in our league last year. She played all the games until she had a quad injury at the end of the season and missed the last five. But she played 31 consecutive games last year as a 40-year-old. And there's no reason to think that she's slowing down. You know, I watched her over the weekend working out, and she's as good as she's ever been. And I fully expect that she'll continue. You know, she's only 306 or 7 points away from 10,000 points in our league. She has a 30% lead over this number two scorer in the league. To put that in perspective, LeBron James would have to get to almost 50,000 points to be in that same position.
Wow.
So you think about that. It's pretty remarkable what she's done, and she continues to do.
Jim Pittman, the general manager of the Phoenix Mercury, our guest here as we continue Newsmakers Week 2023. Two seasons ago, you guys made a run to the finals. I think last year in constructing the team, there was a lot of excitement on what you were able to add to the roster, and maybe that was the championship year, and then, you know, things happened and nothing really went your way. Looking back on last year, what kind of adjectives would you use to describe what your franchise went through?
Yeah, last year was really disappointing. We thought we had a quote super team that could really compete for a title, but then with the BG wrongful detainment, a slew of injuries that hit us hard, we never had a chance to really show what we had. Our chemistry was never as good as it should have been. So what we tried to do in this offseason is make sure that we have a really solid basketball, high character, great chemistry type of group that we've put together. I'm a firm believer in chemistry, that if you have great chemistry, the sum of the parts can achieve more than the parts themselves. And I believe that that's what we put together in this offseason. I'm really looking forward to seeing what we have.
And last year happened with a first-year head coach on the bench and Vanessa Nygaard. And talk about dealing with a lot of stuff. You know, now that it's all in the rearview mirror, how would you say Vanessa kind of navigated through everything in her first year?
The fact that we were able to still be a playoff team and keep our string alive. We've been in the playoffs for 10 consecutive years, the longest active streak in the WNBA. And that's kind of our baseline for what we expect. But Vanessa did a great job navigating through, as you said, all kinds of adversity last year, and through no fault of her own at times, that just things happened, and we never had the team that we expected, yet we still were able to make the playoffs, given the fact that we only had three of our original 11 players playing at the end of the season. So it was a success, I think, at the end of the day.
This might seem like a slippery question, but it's not. I'm really curious about this, because had there not been an ownership transition there or a sale, there were people wondering if the Mercury would have decisions to make about where they play, would they protest, would they make a stand? And given some of the charges in that ESPN report, your thoughts on that and your thoughts about the new era under Matt Ishbia. A lot of people have talked about what he has done bringing in Kevin Durant, but he's also owner of the Mercury. And so how does that apply to what you are doing?
Yeah, so I believe that with Matt coming on board, it's something that's really exciting for the Mercury organization. He has very much been a proponent for the Mercury as much as the Suns. He views them as equal organizations for us, and you know, we're really excited about what that means. He's a huge fan of Diana Taurasi, his favorite player, and you know, we're really looking forward to seeing where this goes with Matt. He's been, like I said, it's been 2 weeks since his press conference, so it's still new to all of us. But you know, so far he's been just terrific for the Mercury organization.
All right. Lastly, from me is, why don't you just take a minute or a few seconds here and flex on the organization, because as far as pedigree and championships go, you guys are at the top of the heap when it comes to professional women's basketball. To me, one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed in this town is when you and the team and Diana Taurasi went into Detroit and won a championship on their court. You remember that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Tell us about the pedigree of your organization.
Yeah, you know, we are here to win championships. That's what we've have done. We've won three. We've been to the finals five times. Making the playoffs is our absolute baseline. We expect to compete for titles year after year from a business and from a basketball standpoint. We consider ourselves to be an elite organization in the WNBA, and we want to continue, and we strive to be that all the time. You know, our home opener is May 21st. It's the welcome home opener presented by Fry's Food Stores. And, you know, we're expecting to have probably our biggest home opener crowd since the original home opener back in 1997. So
wow.
We're really, really excited about what this season may bring. And, you know, with the signing of our two superstars this week, I think our future is bright.
Yep. And less than 3 months away, like you said, from opening day. Hard to believe. Jim, thanks so much for coming in and making time for us on Newsmakers
Week.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.